No, I don't know the name in Krugersag.
Krugersag,
and you used to say, you used to call for your lower sack. I want some lower sack. That is for picking cotton, picking peas. Then sometimes you didn't have your lower sack, you'd pick in the croaker sack.
What did molasses used to come in?
Molasses? You mean?
If you bought it.
If you bought them. Way back in the time, in the olden time. Save time from there on up to now, before it changed now, you'd have to carry a jug, a bucket to get your molasses. They come in jugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and if you'd go in the store and buy you some molasses, you'd have to carry a gallon bucket, a jug, or a quart jar.
Mm-hmm.
A half a gallon jar to get you some molasses. Then finally, where down through time, you'd happen to get a hold of your gallon jug, or a 2 gallon jug, or a 5 gallon jug. Well, you just keep that.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't destroy it. When your molasses get out, you'd go to the store and get your jug refilled.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you buy molasses now from quart can on up to half a gallon can, and on up to gallon can. They're already prepared in the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to furnish no material to buy them. They're already fixed.
Mm-hmm. Is there another name for molasses?
See.
It's the same thing?
Same thing.
Did you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
What?
Long sweetening and short sweetening.
Long sweetening. Long sweetening. And short sweetening, I don't know that. What that? I can't ask that question.
Did you ever hear of a stand of lard or stand of molasses?
What she said?
Stand of lard or stand of molasses?
Standing lard. The standing in that day meant good. And that day back then, it meant. A standing brand or something of that kind. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to pour something from a big bottle into a bottle that had a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to turn on the water, if you had a sink, you wanted to turn on the water, you'd turn on the
faucet.
You call that a hydrant, turn the hydrant on.
What about if it's outside and you can hook your hose up to it? You call that the...
That's a... What's she talking about?
It's the same thing outside that the water comes out of. You turn on the...
What you call it? You mean turn on the faucet. That faucet up there, turn up.
That's
the
faucet. Faucet would turn up.
Put your hose on there, turn the faucet on.
But your hose, you know, you have to have a hole to get the water now. Well, that's called a hole. You screw that hose on that faucet.
Mm-hmm.
And then your water run all, you can spray your yard, run all around. That's my answer as far as I can give it.
Uh-huh. What about on a water barrel, the thing that you turn?
That's a faucet.
Mm-hmm. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Okay.
Something, it's like a barrel, it's nails used to come in it?
Nailed.
Yeah,
Fred,
it's a K.
You know K, oh, yo, I can't understand. You have to tell me that, so I can understand what you said. Them kegs.
Uh-huh.
Nail keg, they would call it.
Nail keg.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.